She's on the set right now for season 3 of Survivor's Remorse, one of my favorite shows. It won't come back on until the summer. Dang. It's Tiana Paris. Hey, Tiana.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you?
You shoot Survivor's Remorse in Atlanta?
Yes, we're in Atlanta.
Okay. Okay, and the big question is for all the fans, we want to know, is Mike Epps dead?
You will have to watch and see. I know that was a very emotional episode for everybody. So you guys have to tune in this summer.
Come on.
I know.
Don't be like that.
Tiana, we are such big fans of yours. You know, we talked to you before about, you know, your various roles. I go back with you as far as Dawn on Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. That's with the short dress.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
No, that's not me, Tom. That's not me. That's Shirley, played by Sola Bamis. Amazing. I'm the more conservative one.
You played Don's secretary.
Yes.
Yes.
That kept running over to his house all the time.
Exactly.
When he was a drunken mess, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Thank you.
But you're also, I'm really excited about the Mickey Howard story.
I know. I am so excited about that. We just filmed it right before Christmas. It's with TV1, and they're unraveling this their new series based on their Unsung series.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Howard is their first artist that they're going to do a biopic about.
Oh.
And I have this complete honor and privilege to play Miss Howard. And you guys might remember her. She's an R&B singer.
Oh, we know Mickey Howard.
Come share.
Come share my love.
Love under new management.
Love under, yes. I am so excited.
And you're a trained artist. You went to Juilliard.
I did go to Juilliard, right in New York City.
Did you come straight out of South Carolina to New York City?
Right to the big city.
Little country gal,
scared as I don't know what.
What part of South Carolina?
I'm from Hopkins.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Wow, he's from the big city of Columbia.
I'm from the big city of Columbia, yeah.
Now, Survivor's Remorse is a LeBron James production. Is that storyline loosely based on LeBron James' story or just any NBA player?
You know, we have the privilege of having someone like LeBron on the team, so we get the real stories, the real behind the scenes accounts of what it's like. So it's not based on his life, but we do get, you know, we have him to tell us what's happening. So, you know, it's people he knows, and he's right there in the industry. So we just steal from real life, and we have the privilege of actually having someone in that life.
Well, let me ask you this. Was it like the movie Diner, where you had to know something about sports before you got onto the TV show? Did you have to know about
it? Oh, absolutely not. Because if that was the case, bye, Missy. I don't think I would have gotten this show.
I love her.
Thank you. And, you know, the show is actually about what happens off the court.
Right.
So even as a viewer, you don't have to be a huge sports fanatic to watch and enjoy this show. It's hilarious. It's you watch the family as a unit discover what this new life of theirs will be now that they have all this money, all this fame, and you watch them try to navigate it. So you don't have to be a sports fanatic to enjoy it.
I love
the relationship with your husband. Is it Ronrico?
Yeah, Ronrico.
Reggie. Cousin Reggie.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so cute. And you're the really sane ones on the show, which I can appreciate.
Oh, absolutely. We got to hold everybody down. Make sure they keep it together.
Really, and wonderful job in Chi-Raq. We didn't get a chance to talk to you before then.
So much. Thank you.
Yeah, tell Mike Epps I said hello.
Huh?
Huh?
When I see in life, I will fall in love.
You just answered my question. Got to be there at the top. You got five minutes to make it there on time.